traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hold on,
I got
stop.
D pants in 8th grade.
Stop!
Yeah, you do have to.
You motherfucker! What are you? You got D pants?
Yeah, why?
You never had this happen to you in your school?
You shut your mouth, George.
What are you saying?
What? Kill everyone!
You've never got D pants?
No, what are you saying that
why
for?
Why are you saying it like that?
Wait, D pants?
No!
Who says D pants?
That's
how
rat?
That's how they say it
no,
in my school.
No one
says it!
What is it?
No, that's why you got like pants!
Wait,
Everyone just stop.
Are you going to do it or shy?
Huh?
Welcome back to Impulsive, ladies and gentlemen, the number one podcast in the world, viewing and subscribing.
It's not good. I'm unwell. I'm ashamed almost. I'm in pain.
Was that a
trauma victim. That's what I am.
I have socks on my hands right now. Guys, let's just get right into this. I have socks on my hands. Like, that should just give you a little bit of an understanding.
I didn't even know you own socks.
I don't. I don't have socks on my feet, but I have socks on my hands.
Whose socks are those?
Just let me explain. For about 150 episodes of this show, you saw 2 very hungover men on a podcast. Well, 2, and then there was always a non-hungover person, which would be Spencer, right? Then for 100 episodes, we never ran it back. Today, we're back.
We're hungover.
We're unwell. We went to a Grammys after party last night.
And by the way, the only one, like, that wasn't a thing. There were no, like, Grammys after parties. But somehow, through the only one in L.A., I don't think anything else was happening, Mike. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
I'm looking at the Joe Coy combing his hair. Sorry. Supposedly, there was a thing, too.
Okay.
But we went to the one, and it was at his Malibu house, which was probably the coolest house.
Beautiful.
I've ever been to.
I walked in, I said, oh, EDM money.
Yeah.
DJ money, huh? Must be nice.
Louis Vuitton surfboard money.
Oh, I got a fucking Nickelodeon surfboard.
Yeah, that's all we got is a Nickelodeon surfboard.
For me, what was that? What was the award?
Teen Choice Award.
He got a fucking Louis Vuitton surfboard, and I bet he uses it. I bet he actively uses it. But yeah, we went. It was a lot of fun. And about halfway through the night, I looked at Mike, and he had a blanket over him, like straight. He looked like E.T. in his basket, you know, when he's about to ride off into the moon. That was Mike. I said, oh, tomorrow's going to be crazy, huh?
Bad.
Because
bad.
You know, it's been so long since we had a hungover episode. And here we are, just mindless idiots back to the past. We got an IV before this. We have a massage scheduled after. I don't know why I'm so affected now as an adult by alcohol,
it's
man.
It's because we don't drink. It's because we don't drink. We have no tolerance whatsoever. And so when you have copious amounts of poison, toxin pumped into your system that you're not used to anymore.
Yeah.
It has effects that make you unwell.
Yeah.
You look well today, George. How are you?
I feel great. I didn't go out. I came back from a comedy show with you. Yeah. I literally said, babe, drop me off at the show. I'm going to have the night with the boys. I always miss out. I'm tired of missing out. Just because I have a girlfriend doesn't mean I can't live.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get into Logan's car after the show and I'm really excited. You know, I'm in the Bitcoin dip group now.
Yep.
It's called the dip buyers. Dip buyers,
full of shit. They're like, oh, this is business. Bunch of memes and jokes. Tiny bit of fucking business talks. I call Logan. I go, is this a business term? He goes, nope, just a meme.
I said,
hang up the phone.
I said, owe me tokens a wagon. George texts me in a separate chat. He said, what is wagon? I'm like, it's just a fucking wagon.
I wasn't going to do this. And I made fun of this all the time until the chef came up to me and he goes, yeah, dude, I've just been listening to Logan, just doing everything he did. And dude's been making thousands of dollars. And I was like, all right, fuck this. I'm doing this. So I'm invested in this group chat. I'm in this party thing. And Logan calls me and goes, hey, we didn't know you're coming, but there's a party bus. We don't know if there's going to be extra seats. But if there is, don't worry, we'll get you in. And I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. Comes out. Everybody's at this after party. You bring the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. My girlfriend's giving me the green light. I'm lit. We're in. Then the people come in the house. And then I do this banter. And before I used to do this banter to get laid. But there's no prize at this banter. And I go, the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, yeah.
This conversation is completely stupid.
Useless.
I don't need to be here.
Mindless.
Tav comes up to me, goes, good news, bro. He goes, we got extra speeds. He's like, we're rolling. I go, I already called my Uber. I'm out of here. I don't know why I'm here. I got a drop dead girl, just a gorgeous girl at the house. She just ordered pizza. I'm going to have more pizza. This is the best. And then it's in Malibu.
Yeah.
You guys have to take a bus to Malibu.
Malibu. It was a long ride.
This guy goes, we're going to be back around 5.
Five.
I go, no, I'm not doing this. There's no reason for me to do this.
Did we even get back at 5? What time we get back
later.
At?
Later. You're evolved. And I hate
Hold
it.
On. Let me stop you for a second. You're right. but there, I've relearned that there's quite a bit of value in letting go and having a good time with your friends. As mindless as it is.
For sure.
I'm just saying, because I had to relearn this for all of 2020. I wanted to be the author, video a week, podcast, girlfriend, settle down, do all the right things. I'm growing up. Growing up is overrated, bro. It is, man. It really, I got to the end of last year and I was like, dude, I got so much shit done. I made a ton of money. I set up a platform for the rest of my life. But was I happy? Mm. Did I have any fun?
You like partying though.
No. Listen, I'm not even talking about partying per se.
Because you get to the point of what you're talking about, you have no idea what I'm missing out on.
Did you really not just get the point of what I just said?
No, you're just trying to make it. You're saying have fun.
Why don't you live a little, George?
Yeah, I do live a little. Right. I don't need to be around.
And also, I don't care how you do it. I don't care if it's partying or if it's going to the zoo. I don't give a fuck what it is. What I'm saying is, it's just a release. Not everything you do in life has to have an objective or an end goal or
I had fun at the comedy show.
I'm not talking directly to you.
You did. You started the conversation directly.
You know what, George? I can't do this today.
I know you can't, and you usually can't. But I have a lot more energy than you, so I'm putting you puppies down today.
Please don't.
What's up with the bandages around you guys? Do you really do an IV?
Oh, before the show, we did an IV. We talked about it about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, we already
George.
Mentioned it. It's fine. You have in the notes here quarantine goggles. What was that conversation?
Quaggles. You know it.
About
we
what?
Were in the conversation.
I've forgotten everything in
it's
my life.
It's basically, I'll lead them in. I was there for it. It's when you end up in a relationship. It was. I have no idea what it was.
That's what I'm saying.
I do. People stayed in relationships, potentially stayed in relationships they should have gotten out of sooner. Because they had quaggles on, quarantine goggles, blinders to everything else because there was nothing else. They were stuck in the house, bored. Bored in the house, whatever it is.
Yeah, quarantine made it super
convenient. I thought it'd be opposite. Wouldn't that be kind of get annoyed of somebody next to you?
But you got no choice, though. You're stuck with them because what are you going to do? Go out and find somebody else? There's a global pandemic out there. People are dropping dead left and right, zombies and shit.
I don't know if I believe that because I know a lot of friends, I won't mention anybody, that don't use any condoms and there's a lot of precautions.
Whoa!
There's a lot more worse precautions.
Whoa!
You think you guys are scared of COVID but not like HIV or getting a girl pregnant?
Whoa!
What's wrong with you guys? Why are you making it seem like
this is that's sub episode 100 conversations. We've evolved.
We isn't fucking George. George.
Celibate 2021. We don't motherfucker.
We don't be fucking, George.
You know what I realized with you guys? This is what anything you guys say you don't do, you guys do.
Bro,
anything I say you don't do.
Look at me.
Do,
look at me. Do. Look into my fucking soulless empty eyes.
Okay.
We don't be fucking, George.
Not a one. Zero.
No straight nuts. Up, straight up, dude. Nothing. Not one.
Stop.
But yeah, quarantine goggles, man. It made it, and again, this isn't something I know. I feel it's just for me. A lot of people got in relationships and held that relationships probably longer than you should have because quarantine made it convenient.
And they had quaggles.
Quaggles, it's called.
They had quaggles on. But now I feel like, you know that Big Sean? I think lyric, nowadays it seems like everybody breaking up. Is that Big Sean? Sound like that? I probably fucked up bad. But the reason I say it is nowadays I feel like everybody's breaking up, bro. Because I'm walking around this little Hollywood town of ours and I'm seeing some high profile relationships and I'm not going to mention any. that don't be relationshiping no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some single people out there. There's some big relationships in this town that are like Us Weekly type shit, People type shit, ET type shit. They ain't even in relationships no more, George, because the pandemic's over. Trips to Mykonos are coming back. People are going to Tulum.
How are they all in Tulum? No, seriously. How are all these girls going to Tulum at the same time? With the same incestuous circle. They just, what did you say? It's a respawn for single people?
Yeah. It's where Tulum is where you respawn after a relationship. What the fuck? Oh my God. Why am I in Tulum?
We're in Cabo, motherfucker.
Yeah. Wait, last week you weren't dating someone?
No.
Now you're in Tulum? Yeah, man. The pandemic, bro. Seems to be quickly shutting down, dude. People are starting to open the doors.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Bedlam in the streets.
What I just hope that there's not going to be like a spike and then they're like, all right, we got to bring that shit down again, because that would be miserable. I think that would hurt way more than the first round where we had to be locked up.
Yeah.
Because then you were like, we were so close. Do you understand? But yeah, people are getting their shots now, but now they're saying there's like a new strain that
no one's going back in their house after this round.
At this point, it's like, I'd risk it. Right?
Risk it for the biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think people will go out there and just die if they had to before they go back in the fucking house. Like, they're like, yo, I'm just telling you right now, like, you go outside, you're going to fucking perish in the street. And they're like, I'll do anything. I'm just not staying in this house anymore. I don't give a shit. I can't stand this bitch wife. I got to get the fuck out. I got quaggles on. I'm sick of seeing her face every day. I'll go out and die in the streets. So is that a little too much?
On a brighter note, you guys went out last night. You had a good time. Is there anything that you guys saw where you kind of forgot? You know, like when I went out, I was noticing things that I forgot about. Is there anything that...
No, I forgot everything that happened last night.
Are you asking us if there's anything we forgot about last night?
No. How am I supposed to answer that question? Last night, is there things that like it reoccurred and you're like, oh shit, I forgot this is a thing.
I felt something.
Talk to me.
Acknowledging how you feel... feels good.
Acknowledging how you feel feels good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this okay?
Just, I was really present and I'm just identifying how I was feeling throughout the night. Feelings would come, they would go. I'd acknowledge them. I'd download them. I'd say, hey, you're here. We're here. That's it. We're in this together. Like, there was a moment I had with Evan. Evan, I don't know if you remember this.
Evan, can you come on? Can you come on?
Evan,
I asked you to come
on.
Evan,
we cried in driveway together. Evan, we cried in the driveway. Do you understand?
Oh, I think I saw you guys crying.
You were
him in the air.
Yeah.
And he was crying on your shoulder and I was walking around with a blanket over my head. And what a weird event. I think Ian Dior and Kid LAROI ran past me.
No. Yeah, we were crying.
I
was crying.
I was tearing up, but you were crying.
Well, because it's...
You know what I said? I said, bro, because we walked outside and Evan and I, we just having a super fun night. Like, obviously, I fucking love this kid. And I looked at him and I say, yo, motherfucker, I would die for you. Like, straight up die. There's not a lot of people. Bro, you know me. I love me. There's not a lot of people I could say that for, but he's one of them. Like, die for you. And I was just, like, expressing that to him. And then, you know, we start hugging a little bit, and then also we was both kind of like crying, and we're like, I love you, bro. It was one of those moments. Like, I love you, bro.
I would love to be in a multi-universe where he's like, I love you, I would take a bullet, and then you hear, and he's just like, wait a second. No. Emotions have passed. It was the liquor that was talking. I got shit to do today. I can't.
That was easily my favorite moment of that night.
For sure.
Crying on Logan's shoulder.
It was one of the only ones that like meant something.
That's amazing.
It
meant something. Yeah,
that means so much to me, because like if I like not going to a party, there's a slight FOMO.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way.
Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
For you to say that that was your favorite moment, I'm glad I didn't go on.
No. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we love each other.
Yeah, and.
By the way, I would do the same for you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
It took you only 24 hours to mention that.
Let's hope we never have to be in a scenario where imagine they're like, well.
We heard you on the podcast.
So one of you has to die now.
Wait, this sounds pretty close to Dick Ransom Guy. We haven't talked about him in a long time. Who is even here for Dick Ransom Guy?
Do you know this scenario?
Are you serious?
If you're a male, you've ran this scenario with your
maybe,
guy friend.
But also, if you watch this show.
Suck a dick for your boy?
What? Yes.
Would you suck a dick for your boy?
And so we always ask this question. When would this scenario ever come into fruition? And there's this dude called Dick Ransom Guy that runs around the city with a gun. You're gonna suck this dick or your friend's getting it. He's just a random guy. That's all he does. His name's Dick Ransom.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's from like episode like, this is where we live. George, this is where we live when we're like, when we're hungover. Dick Ransom Guy. Dicks in general.
Dick Ransom Guy.
The dicks and that's
all I got.
What is this?
This parlay is perfect.
Sorority at Indiana University Bloomington is suspended after lingerie-clad sisters led pledges to dark basement and told them they had to play blow or blow game and choose between sex act, a blowjob.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I presume?
Yeah.
Or snorting coke?
College is, Gen Z is crazy.
Wait a sec.
What the fuck?
They're so comfortable with their sexuality. They're so comfortable.
That's been a thing. Yeah, that's been a thing. Hold on. That's been a thing.
Blow or blow?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. They were playing this game at house last night. This exact same game. Every room I went into, bro. They were playing blow or blow, dude. Straight up.
Willip also claimed one sister struck her on the backside with a wooden paddle.
Damn, what sorority is it? Yo, shout out Indiana University Bloomington, dog.
And said they have to either perform oral sex or do coke. Who is receiving the oral sex? Is it a male?
It's a prank.
Oh, it's a joke?
It was like pledges. They were scaring them that they were gonna have.
Oh, so no.
Wait, what?
Nah, there had to have been a dick there.
It was a prank?
Yeah, it's a prank,
what
bro.
What is this? It's a prank, bro. What is this, a Vitaly video? There's no dick, bro.
There's no actual cock here.
This is a non-story, Dylan. All right, which one do you choose? Well, I guess I'll take the dick. It's a prank. What the fuck kind of bullshit story is this, Dylan?
And by the way, this isn't funny. This girl sounds traumatized and... we're sending you our condolences.
Wait, traumatized? How?
Because she got bit on the backside.
Oh, she was
with
abused.
A paddle.
Oh well, that.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up.
I didn't know girls do that though. That's kind of what's up.
No. I never understood the frat life shit.
No,
never understood that shit.
You're a dork.
If you're in a frat and you had to do some weird things to get in it, to me, you're a dork. I don't care how you got in.
Bro, you have never in a comment section gotten blazed as bad as you are about to now for what you just said.
Listen, if you have to be friends with somebody and they're like, listen, you have to do coke or blow, you're a dork.
That's not what it is at all.
What? Evan, you tell him you were in a frat.
Dude, I thought I ate a onion covered in hot sauce and piss.
What did you say? Say it one more time.
How are you? That's a dork move.
Say it one more time.
Was it worth it?
I ate an entire onion. Full onion. We all had to finish in a certain amount of time. Drenched in urine and hot sauce.
What the fuck's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
That's why you're my guy, dude.
Yeah. Kappa Gamma Alpha Chi T, bitch.
Right. Kappa Sigma, bitch.
That's right.
You wouldn't know shit about this frat life, George.
I don't want to know anything about this frat life. George. I never went to college.
Yeah, big part of
it. It's honestly a bonding just experience. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Nah,
hey, you wanna eat a carrot full of shit.
George, if you demean frat, now of course I didn't have a frat at my alma mater, Gateway Community College. I think they might actually have one there. Shout out New Haven, Connecticut. Shout out Gateway Community. By the way, I got a liberal arts degree on I believe I have the most worthless degree on the planet. An associate's degree in liberal arts. It has quite literally no application.
Nothing.
No application. What am I going
to... What job?
Oh my God. What can you do with that degree? I'm really... My arts are liberal. Like, liberal my arts are.
You ate onions
I'm conservative
that has
arts.
Piss on it.
What?
Don't make fun of his masters.
You really want to go back to this?
No, I don't.
You want to get destroyed. People are going to call you a
bigot.
Pussy.
A bigot.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Would you guys do Last Night Over again?
No, everyone's going to call you a pussy.
You're a pussy.
Dylan sent some like bullet points here.
Sure.
Who's the hottest girl overall, ? At the party is one of his.
Well, I think it's safe to say that all women are equally beautiful in their own right, both inside and out.
People are going to.
Wow, your people PR are going to call you so a happy. Pussy, man.
You're a pussy.
I don't think there was one girl who was the hot. There is one that comes to mind. Yeah. I don't want to say it.
Wait. The one that we met for the first time last night. Okay, I'm not usually into really tall girls because I talked to her for a little bit. I think she's 5'11". And then with heels, she was 6'2 last night. 6'1".
I asked her if she liked emasculating men with her height. She said yes. Then we squared up.
cute aggression. But she is bad, bro. And like honestly, why are you being such a bitch? Just pull her IG up.
No.
No? All right, fuck it.
No.
I tried, Dylan.
One.
I tried.
It's nice to know that there was one.
But she has immense power in that frame. She knows how to wield it.
I could go on for a long time about this, but I'm not gonna, because it's like there's a part of my life I have to keep private. You know what I'm saying? This might be one of them.
What? That she's hot?
It's
revelation. Beyond. Logan Paul thinks girl is hot.
Guys, I'd love it if we could keep this private.
I'm not asking
you to release a sex tape, bro. I'm not asking you to play blow or blow. Like, what the fuck is going, dude? That just said, say the girl's sucking hot. Okay. Well,
fuck you, man.
No. Any drama/tea? There is the hottest tea. I'm not even going to say it. Forget it. Because it's so unshareable that me saying this right now is the lame. I'm not even.
Are you guys talking about?
No, stop. Next. Do we run into any exes?
What I told you about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like.
There's no shot. I mean, bro, that's it. It's the only drama tea, if you want to call it that, such a whack word. That if you looked at my face when I heard it, you know that I just heard something that was earth shattering. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking crazy, bro. And the parties involved are even crazier. Anyways, did you run into any exes at the party?
No.
He just put one of the bullet points just says planting seeds.
Oh, is that like when you plant a seed with a girl?
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, but...
Planting seeds are so underrated.
He
like
also put, oh, were girls swarming your clout. These are great bullet points. Not really, because everyone at that party was cloudy.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
A really long sentence one. I think that one's funny. In the bullet points.
Making sure not to lock into one girl too early. Like,
we got
to
get a camera for him because the way he talks behind the camera is so cute. He's like playing with he's like, talk about the last one. Talk about the last one. It's so good.
Wait, like too early in the night?
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Generally speaking, how that usually goes, at least for myself, is when you lock into a girl in the beginning of the night, that's never the girl you wake up with the next morning.
Not once.
It just never, ever
It'll
works
never
that
happen.
Way, dude.
It'll
like
never
you start the night off, you're like, I like the girl you invited, with the concept and purpose of hooking up with her and like getting to know her better and all that stuff, that never happens. Mm-hmm. You end up with some fucking random recycled roadkill that you just wake up next to the next day.
Jesus.
And you're just like, God, what went wrong? What happened? I had set this up so nicely. I ended up with the fucking Indiana University dropout who couldn't finish the game of blow or blow. Oh Lord. I'm getting better, guys. I really am. I'm a changed
man. Bro, when that IV was running through me veins, yeah. I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
There were a couple times where I was in a dark place and I was on a business call.
Yeah.
And I was feeling violent. And I swear to God.
Aggression.
No, just aggression. Aggression.
Yeah.
Jeff was sitting next to me and like I was holding the phone. I kept putting it on mute and unmute because, you know, you guys are being like loud.
Yeah.
And a part of me just wanted to crush it into non-existence.
When you were doing the message to
I think whatever was in the IV mixed with whatever the F is left over in my body from last night and God knows what. Bro, so many things. I sprayed soap in Evan's eye on accident. Like
video.
Every orifice, like things, like accidentally, intentionally, whatever.
It burned.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
What?
Well, I love the show. I don't want to do the drinking. It's so bad, bro. It's so bad. Like
I
could probably do this like maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months.
Because it's hard. It's work,
dude. I woke up today, dude. Every day when I wake up, I have a laundry list of items to do. I woke up today and my tax guy said, you need to sign this paper today. It has to happen. You have to sign. It's today's the deadline. Yeah.
And all you have to do is sign it.
All you have to do is sign the paper. Electronically, they sent me a DocuSign.
Oh my God,
Evan, a DocuSign.
Easy. Yeah, that's easy.
I literally tapped the screen a couple of times.
And I said to myself, this is my task today. This is my one task today. If I can complete this DocuSign, I have accomplished everything I need to do today.
Did you sign it?
I have not yet signed that DocuSign. And it was due during business hours. And it was so important for my tax liability. And I have not done it.
Well, if it's due today, then now what?
Bro, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say to you, Evan. That's the one task I chose. I have 400 other things that are due today. But those, I said, I can't do those. I've already come to terms with that.
Can you party without drinking?
Party without drinking? That's all I ever do.
That's a great question.
No, I go crazy without
it. I can't.
I can't.
I love it.
I can.
I love it.
But recently, it's been so hard for me. And I don't even need to get like hammered. I just do because I'm a degenerate. Like I'm the dude who's like, oh, I'll take one shot. And then I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But my inhibitions, they lower, right? I get a little loose. Get a little vibe going with a couple of drinks and it makes it so much easier to have fun. And moreover, just like care about people. I'm an introvert, but I also love people. And sometimes I'm at a party. I'm like, I could probably spare myself with like half of these conversations, but alcohol just makes me like friendly and nice.
Tell me more. Oh my God.
I know. Yeah.
It's so incredible. When you were 14.
No, like I can
Dean's list. Huh?
Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah. You're in the backyard just talking to some fucking rando. About the weirdest shit.
For me, at least, it's like a different level of confidence comes out.
Yes. It's liquid confidence.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I had the exact opposite. I didn't drink growing up. So when I did get drunk, I got very random. Like I would look at the bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would talk to myself in my head like I was schizophrenic and have conversations with myself. I'm like, oh, this is fun. How you doing?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
Jesus,
you just
what
say
the fuck?
Beer gave you schizophrenia.
No, I'm not kidding. I get so distracted within my own thoughts of like being drunk
right.
around other people because I have a lot of inside thoughts when I'm sober. So if I look at you, I think multiple things. So when I'm drunk, that heightens up and then it just distracts me.
What are you thinking when you look at him right now?
I have zero thoughts.
Zero thoughts.
What are you talking about?
I'm just doing.
No thoughts.
No thoughts.
No, me neither. Me neither. I become a subhuman org bot. I just walk around the party. I'm a fucking moron.
So where does the confidence come from? What does that do?
From not thinking.
You're not overthinking, you're just doing.
Because lack of confidence.
I'm a passionate guy. Fuck off.
Lack of confidence comes from a place of thinking you're not confident. So when you turn all that shit off and you're just a cyborg, you'll walk up to any girl because you want to know what? You're the fucking shit. You got fucked up with your homies. You're cool.
At least that's how it is for us. Though. I know some people handle alcohol differently.
Yep.
That's how it is for us. Pussies. I just wanted.
I did. I finally got into the shoes of somebody who overthinks.
How were they comfortable?
It was a year ago. I smoked too much and you got paranoid. And when I was talking, I was out and I was talking to somebody and I stopped. I didn't talk because I was like, don't say that. That's dumb. And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, this is how people think. Like some people think this way. They'll say something in their head before they say it and then they'll like regret it. So they don't say it. And then I'm like, whoa, that's so weird. I've never done that. I usually just say that. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, a lot of times I'll say something like, why did I say that? That was dumb.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see where it goes. And that's how I just lived my life. But I got into an elevator and it was the first time in my life I've ever been in an elevator and nobody talked. And I was like, oh my God, this is how life would be in an elevator if I wasn't talkative and I didn't talk to people because nobody initiates the conversation. I'm always initiating the conversation next to somebody.
When do you have time to have a conversation in a fucking elevator?
All the time.
You go up two levels and you're done.
No, I talk as soon as I get in.
I've never started a conversation in an elevator.
That's what I'm saying. It was the first time ever. Dude, that was the only time in my life that I've ever been in an elevator and didn't talk to somebody.
You talk to people in elevators?
I talk to people any chance I get.
This is a hot button issue, by the way. Elevator conversations, and there's a whole genre of conversation around that situation. People get in the elevator, and it's very awkward. It's generally very awkward because of that window of time that you have. It's not quite long enough to really spark something up good, but you're also standing next to someone. Like,
hey, generally you've been in an elevator before?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
This is my first time, actually.
But.
What?
This is where elevator pitches come from. This is where all of that stuff around elevators come from, right?
Or when you ride in Ubers.
Let's stick with elevators for a second. Just for a hot second. But Ubers are cool, too. Then phones came along. Changed the game completely. Because now when you get in an elevator... You don't even know, motherfucker.
How old are you?
How is that rude?
How old are you? How do you live your life?
Sides. I don't give a fuck service on the elevator. You're literally trying to deal with
We're not in an elevator in Zanzibar. Fucking
is
weird.
Is this service big everywhere. Of a deal? You guys never talk to people in elevators this bad?
No, George.
All I'm just saying is that there's a dialogue around this kind of conversation. So now what happens is, to avoid the awkwardness and the silence, everyone goes, the first thing you do, you get in, you push the button, boom. Phone comes out and you look at it. Now you have no service, but you're just scrolling the pictures on Instagram. You already saw anything to avoid the fact that you're standing next to someone in a box that is moving on a wire to a fucking another floor of a building you don't want to be in anyways.
That's wild.
It's always the dentist.
But are you guys not fearing of the fact that you could be missing out on like a conversation that could possibly change your life?
No. I'm actually fearing the fact that I might get into a conversation that I hate. I just look at my phone instead.
Well, no, because the time will pass. But like, for example, you brought up the Uber. I've had conversations with Ubers where I was like, oh, wow, I don't want to have this conversation.
It's the same conversation.
But there was one time where it was so good, I changed the location of my Uber because I was like, no, I want to continue this conversation.
I had one of those.
That's what I'm saying. Like you do, but I think about that
all
the time.
See, that's dope. That's dope.
So like what I'm saying is you're never going to look back and be like, why the fuck did I talk to that guy in the elevator? But you could be like, damn, I'm really happy I talked to that guy in the elevator.
I think it goes back to the window of time I mentioned before. I have fantastic conversations with Uber drivers. Some of the best conversations I've ever had in my life were with Uber drivers. Now, would I pull a Riley Reid and suck their dick? Probably not. Maybe. I can't say
where
for
did
sure.
That come
I don't know.
From?
If you have a gun to your head and they're saying, suck my dick or your boy
dick. Yes. What if Dick Ransom guy got into the somehow got approved to drive
Uber? He's an Uber
Ubers.
Driver. We obviously and he's
a turned
Uber
around.
We were so close to something so like inspirational and deep. And he's like, yeah, and then you pull out a gun and his dick. How did we get here? We were just having such a great conversation.
But the Uber driver turned around, it's like me and Logan in the backseat. Got you.
Gosh,
finally.
Suck his dick.
Like this.
We're gonna play a game called Blow or I'm gonna blow your brains out.
And that's the same lights like right here.
I knew I should have never done Uber pull. Fuck.
We're gonna play
blow her blow with your brains. Oh my God. Fuck.
Yo, shit. Shout out Riley Reed. Shout out Riley fucking Reed. We need her back on, dude.
I miss her.
I miss Riley.
Yo, I miss hanging out with her.
She's fun.
There's so much fun, dude. So much fun.
I also think she's like reformed. I believe
she got a man. Yeah. She's still doing OnlyFans shit, but it was weird because that was like the crew at one point. Like I was.
It's okay. Nothing's there.
My headphones. My headphones are cutting.
I thought Mike was about to croak. So I was like, 36 years. He's had a good life. The drugs finally caught up to him. I thought that was it.
How fucking amazing
would that be if
it was caught on the podcast?
No, no more.
Not
no
today.
More of that, Georgie.
Not today. My headphones are cutting it out.
Can't say that.
Can't say that. Someone that we mentioned earlier at the party, and they were like, did you ever hang out with Gina Valentina? I was like, yeah, I hung out with her back when we were hanging out with Riley. She was like, oh, could you send her a picture of me? Mm. And I did, and I was like, yo, these, and I talked to Gina, and I was like, these people were so fun. They were so fun. We need to get back to that, dude. Maybe not.
Who's Gina Valentina? Who's that? Did I say her name wrong?
Nice job, Georgie.
I'm sorry. Who's that? Have I met her?
How have you already gone on that side?
You're going to get roasted in the comments.
Wait, who is this?
Roasted.
That laugh was so fun.
Right here. Ready?
Blow or blow, motherfucker. Your choice. Your choice. It's all over.
I just tell him to pull the trigger.
Your choice.
How are you crying right now?
I'm gonna be honest.
Whatever's in your guys' system is still in your system.
The callback.
Your choice.
I'm crying.
Your friend will never make it out of this Uber and into that elevator to the dentist. Blow or blow. Blow or be blown. I hope this is as funny as we find it.
I hope so too.
It's good, right? All right, Danny's giving me the nod. She's like, it is.
You know when you're fucked up and you write notes in your phone and then you revisit them the next day?
Yeah.
I was watching you take these notes. What did you write?
I looked at it this morning. I said, what the fuck? So you were the DJ.
Yes.
What the fuck happened last night? How did you become the DJ?
I always take it as DJ.
Yeah, and he played this one song. I think this is what I wrote. Like a G6, popping bottles in the ice.
Yeah.
Like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting scissor. Sorry.
Hey, wait, hold
like
on.
A G6, everyone stood up and started tweeting and fucking each other in the middle of the HUs.
Oh no, I remember that. Lily, when it's all of a sudden when the song came up, literally
everyone,
it was
right?
Weird as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, like, so it was a moment.
Like I saw that too. Like,
yes.
Got up
the whole bus.
Like at the same time.
Yes, and that's why I took the note because I felt no song was able to make everyone stand up and turn up at the same time. Yeah. But at this one moment. The whole bus went whoop, and started going crazy like a G6. Popping bottles into so ice. Weird.
Was I standing?
Yes. No, you with the
towel over my head.
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. It's like very expensive blanket.
Blue Chew's our sponsor today. Stay with us.
Blue Chew.
They're making... I love hearing Danny in the distance every time. They're making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversation, and no waiting line at the pharmacy, and ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. It's chewable. Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
All right, that's enough with the messaging points. Guys, listen, the absolute shit. I love the stuff. If you're ever fucking unconsciously blacked out and you still need to get a rock hard intercontinental boner, you pop a blue chew, you take it down a pound down, boys. I love it. Buy it.
Try it free when you use the promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code Logan to get your first month free. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast. Back to the podcast.
I still don't know who Giovanni person is.
Giovanni Valentino.
Get out.
He turned one of the biggest porn stars in the world into a fucking high suit maker.
Oh, it's a porn star.
Into fuck out of suit here. Maker.
Man.
Fucking sound like a painter.
Into someone that sells used suits on the corner of Fifth Avenue. Giovanni Valentino. How the fuck have you, what have you done?
All the best prices. All of them. Always.
This is nice.
Giovanni Valentino.
When's the last time you used a condom?
Yeah, all the shit you talk to us about our condom use.
I have a girlfriend, guys.
Can we bring Annie on the show for a second?
Yo, Annie!
Dude, David has been pulling, bro. David has
been...
Do you
think that's appropriate to say while he has a female right in front of you? No.
Trust me. I know every in and out of this relationship. It's completely fine that I say that. He has been... wheeling, wagging.
Annie, you been crying? No. Everything all right? Cool.
If you guys are wondering why she's upset.
She was there. Sierra, how are you?
Like maybe. I know.
There's Sierra over there. We went to high school together. No, we didn't.
No, we went to grade school.
Grade school? Middle school? Yeah. Middle school, then she went to private
crazy.
School.
Crazy. Finally got Sierra Sky after all these years, boys. We got her. She's on the couch.
No, I've...
What? Remember when Sierra Sky was like my crush, like show crush?
Yeah.
And then it was Julia Rose for a while. This is back in like 86 when we started the show.
I have a story about her, that girl over there.
Really?
I'll keep her identity a secret. Shit. I'm sorry. I'm about to expose you like this. Lean in. First boob I ever touched was that girl over there.
Really?
Ever in my life.
How'd you rate it? 0 to 10?
It's 10. Dude. First boob.
Oh, it's a huge moment.
Come on.
It's a huge moment.
Are you really? I'm telling you. We won't show your face.
That's a huge moment in life.
Bus to Washington, D.C. It's experimental phase. 12, 13 years old. What's a boob like?
What's in there?
Who knows? Do they even exist? Yeah. I've heard about them.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
But never in real life.
And so I think I just like kind of like reached behind the seat. I was like, you know, started with the classic massage. And then I think I like slowly went around the front, kind of just like cupped it.
Yeah.
Kind of just held it, like embraced one boob. I said, this is, I'm peeking.
Yeah, it's over. Where there's nowhere to go from here.
There's no turning back.
That was the pinnacle of my life. I swear to God.
And then he goes, oh. I talked too soon. I got two hands
two.
In there.
There's two.
No, because it was an awkward, like, I was in the seat ahead of her. And so...
But you put your hand through the little gap by the window?
I'm trying to picture him right now.
By the window, yes.
Like, backwards, massaging your back. No. And go, like, how did you pull this off
exactly? I don't know, because also... The teachers are like hawks on that trip. Dude.
Hey, no, they grabbing titties. You grabbing titties back there. Hey, Paul, cut the titty grabbing out. Cut the shit, Paul. I see you grabbing titties.
No, because they tape your door at night. You know how they tape your door? So if you open it and they discover your door tape has been broken, the seal was broken, they send you away?
Yeah, man.
Where do they send you?
I didn't grow up in a tape the door shut school system, dude. Sorry. Maybe it's because it was the 60s, but like,
well,
we didn't tape our doors closed.
No.
Hey, someone's been here. They have like a CSI team that comes
forensics.
In. Forensic. Paul was out of the room grabbing titties again.
Paul, let me see your hands.
Let me see your hands. He's got titty residue on him, boys. Lock him up. Lock him up.
He's been
people like Paul that makes me sick.
The blower blow guy can't even get in the room because the door's taped. He's like, my plan has been failed. Bro, I can't get in the room. They taped the doors again.
No, it was just a monitor. Bro, we'd climb on the balcony. We'd climb on the balcony. My brother, they fuck like bunny rabbits in like 7th, 8th grade. Like, I was a late bloomer, but my brother and his, yo, these motherfuckers.
Seventh and eighth grade? That means he's like six.
Dead ass.
That's like 11 years old.
Seventh? Seventh is 12. 12, yes. 12 and 13 years old. Yes.
He was doing numbers?
Fucking dog.
He was doing numbers?
Yo, at half his grade? No offense to any exotic dancer. They're all strippers now. They're all strippers.
Really?
Including where? Jake. Ohio. Canton. I don't know. Akron? Akron?
Cleveland. If you ended up as a stripper in Akron.
I feel like...
No offense to any of the strippers in Akron. No offense
to the first strip club I ever went to was in Akron. Oh, it was when I realized I don't like strip clubs.
Yeah, because you went to a strip club in Akron, right. Dude. If you had gone to a real strip club, not in Akron, that was a horrible choice. That set you poorly for the rest of your strip club experiences, bro.
Yeah, they were sneaking. Because what if someone gets... preggers on your Washington D.C. trip. You're the teacher that allowed foul play, and little Christina, who used to be great at algebra 2, is pregnant.
Imagine being the mom on the ass end of that call. Christina was supposed to go to learn about the Declaration of Independence. Now she's rearing a child. How the fuck did this happen? Did you even tape the doors? You stupid fucks. You didn't tape the fucking doors, did you? You stupid motherfuckers. What's wrong with this school system? You had one job. You didn't tape the door and my daughter got pregnant. You fucking morons.
I drew it.
I gotta drink more often, boys. I'm on a sick one. Woo. God damn. Woo.
Someone's gonna stop this man.
Yo, but that
why is this such a funny, like, you guys should go get fucked up more often.
That's what I'm saying. That scares me.
Fuck.
The Washington, D.C. trip.
They're infamous.
For East Coast kids.
Yeah.
It's a very important trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Some very important things have happened on that Washington, D.C. trip. I'm sure anybody east of the Mississippi that's watching this right now can relate to this conversation. I picked up 2 compact discs. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Otherwise known as CDs.
I picked up 2 compact
discs. You guys wouldn't believe these things were about this big, by yay thin, and they play music, sometimes even films. It was fucking crazy.
And when I bought them at the store, you could actually still buy cassette tapes too at the same time. They're right next to each other. First 2 CDs in my life I bought on that trip to Washington, D.C. at that big mall there. Oh. One of them was Eminem.
Yep.
Slim Shady LP.
Yep.
Had a giant Viking and cracked on the fucking cover of the CD. The other one was Blink 182 Dude Ranch. And they were 2 of the most important albums I ever purchased.
Yep.
Shout out Washington, D.C. Shout out the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
And shout out Christina's mom for bearing with that child. Because the school system didn't tape the
Holy shit,
doors.
I have the picture. I have the picture of me and Sierra over there.
Yes.
Oh, just yonder. Look,
who the fuck is on the right? Who is that? Is that Aubrey Drake Graham? Like, who is that?
That's you?
Yeah, on the left.
That's you?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
What the fuck? Bro, you look like the school shooter.
Yes, you do.
You look like the school shooter.
You really do, bro.
It makes so much sense.
You really do, bro. You really
you didn't did. Get lucky in life because God was protecting you. He was protecting everybody else. Who's the Russian kid next to you?
That kid on the right. That kid on the right.
You
dude.
Both thought you were tag teaming that night. 100%. You didn't even want your identity. What Russian like sales glasses did you guys buy? What the fuck is happening?
It was our first pair of aviators. We were so excited.
Hey, dude, they're massive on your faces.
I know. I was a lad.
Wait, no, but
her face.
Wait, no, but those.
She's terrified.
Wait, what?
Poor girl.
Wait, what are those? Are those the Giovanni Valentino shades?
Yeah. Damn, this is a throwback. You know, this is crazy. So this kid, you could see, look it. This was like the average height 8th grade boy. And this was me. I was the smallest one in my grade for so long.
Can relate.
Wait, that's one thing we can relate on.
they call me Shrimp Man.
Shrimp Man.
Shrimp Man. Shrimp
Man. Oh no, here he comes. It's Shrimp Man again. Take the doors.
Well, put your titties away. The Shrimp Man's coming.
Dude, I love this part of Mike. Oh my God, bro.
They both don't know where he's coming from because he's so small. You're just sitting there all sudden you have hands on your tits.
They all look like they brought extra tape with them.
Christina leaves the hospital with a half shrimp hybrid human baby. Christina's mom, I sent my child to learn about the Declaration and have a shrimp kid. My grandson is a half shrimp child.
It's not funny, man. It's not funny. It's not funny. No, it's not.
And fucking hilarious.
I'll tell you why it's
so
not.
So explain to us what's happening
listen,
here.
Listen, dude. I don't know how it happened, but...
Is this guy in the same age as you?
Yes.
He looks 10 years older than
he
you.
He looks like he's trying to get you into an R-rated movie.
Bro, I was 13 years old and somehow I became like the designated boyfriend of the girls, right? The girls had their clique and I was like the guy. I didn't actually have that many like guy friends. I don't know why. I just got along better with the girl, the girls, yeah, not women. Developing young women. And
you're a pussy. Just say girls.
And you know, one day they were asking me about wieners, dude. Like the conversation came up. They're like, you know, girls are curious at that age. What are wieners like? I said, that's great. Like, I have one. You guys want to know? Ask me anything.
You want to see my shrimp?
You want to know about it?
See my shrimp cock.
Well, I'm getting there. And so they're like, yo, how big is it? How big is a wiener? Like, and I was like, I don't, they're not that big. They're like, what? I thought it was the size of this door handle. Like, mind you, no, seriously, we were walking into a Barnes & Noble. The door handle was this big. They're like, it's not this big. I was like, no. Like, then they're like, well, how big's yours, Logan? Pre-puberty, voice is still high. I'm flaccid most of the time. Think about it.
Yeah.
I go, I don't know, probably like, maybe like 2 inches off.
Oh, no.
Biggest mistake of my life.
Is that why they started calling you Shrimp Boy? Yeah. Hey, there's 2-inch McGee over there.
He probably said it so confidently, too. He was like... 2 inches.
No, because we didn't.
Is it cold outside?
I didn't compare to any guy. I had no guy friends. I didn't know. Like, no one talked to me about it. And I was like, oh, this is me. It can't be that abnormal. Well, evidently, everyone in the eighth grade had a fucking 12-inch cock except me. Bro,
this Mandingo is
all around.
This
kid in particular, his name is AB Abdullah. Hey, what's up, AB? Yeah, I know you're watching this. Bro, he was like the dude. Everyone's like, oh, AB's dick is huge, right? Because he was the first kid to go through puberty. And so everyone made fun of me for having a mini penis for years, dude.
Look how he's grabbing her. You could tell he knows what he got. Look at him. He goes,
yeah, that's a pretty tight grip, mine. Dude.
Where's your hand? That's what I want
to
know.
No, because I was scared to touch women. Bro, I was so terrified of girls for so long, especially after this traumatizing experience. Like, I thought I wasn't big enough for the longest time. And so, yeah, I waited. I held out until I was 14.
So you wouldn't touch women, but only their titties.
I was big on the cup.
But you weren't big on the dick.
Nope.
I could just see him right after he found out that poor Barnes & Noble that day, just straight to the Akron strip club. He's like, I'll never have anything in this life.
He gets there, tries to grab the handle. He's like...
Yeah, he goes to the window.
Bro, the girls, they backstabbed me. They stabbed me in the fucking back. They went around like telling everyone the size of my Peter, dude. And I wasn't equipped to handle this kind of bullying as an eighth grader. And what do you do? Like, no, I swear to God, my dick is huge, guys. You got to believe me. No, because it wasn't. I was just a boy. And I learned when I was like 16, I'm a grower. You know, grower,
yeah,
show?
Same.
I'm a grower.
We both.
Yeah, we're both. I'm a grower.
I love how you were like,
oh, I think it's 2 inches. And then Jake's like, same grade. He's like, next. You're like, well, it's cold outside. That's fine. It's too right now. I got deep pants in the seventh grade.
Oh, you were one of those kids?
Yeah, it was the greatest day of my life.
Oh, no, why?
What, you got what? You got?
You had a big dick in the seventh grade.
What did he say? What? Sorry, hold on.
I got deep pants in the eighth grade.
Stop.
Yeah, you do have to.
You motherfucker. What are you? You got deep pants?
Yeah, why?
You never had this happen to you in your school?
You shut your mouth, George. What are you saying?
Wait. I'll fucking kill everyone.
You've never got deep pants?
No, what are you saying that for?
Why are you saying it like that?
Wait, deep pants.
No.
Who says deep pants?
That's how they say it in my school.
No one says it.
What is it?
That's
why you got pants.
Wait.
That's why you got pants.
It's just pants.
Pants,
just
George.
Pants. There's no D, you fucking moron.
D-pants.
No.
We said D-pants.
No.
Comment down below if you guys grew up saying
don't
D-pants.
Comment down below. Don't do it. No one's going to comment that.
Wait. It's not D-pants?
George, let me ask you a question. After the show, do you want to go do a D-workout in the back? No, you don't just add two letters to random words.
Fuck your prefix, George. It's called pants. Pants. I got pants.
De-pants.
No!
Stop! Just stop.
De-pants.
No wonder you got pants.
Spencer, Max, you're watching the show, please.
I wasn't pants.
We need
you. Nobody ran up to me and gave me a pants. De-pants.
Yo, you're gonna burn
in the hellfire.
Guys, I gotta stick to my guns. I'm not saying I'm winning this one, but if I'm going out.
So what happened?
Well,
you got deep pants,
dude.
You got deep platform.
I got that makes sense.
Yeah, no shit.
Deep pants.
Shut up.
Anyway, so I got deep
pants. Someone just say someone pulled your pants down.
So they pulled my pants down.
Okay, perfect.
Now everybody, I got made fun of a lot, and this is how people always ask me. They go, dude, like, how do you know God exists? It's because moments like this, man. But I can't go out there and talk about it. I can't be like, you don't believe in Jesus? Listen to this story. Come here. Well, I in puberty, I'm not having sex. It's eighth grade. I'm not having sex. So there's no reason to always shave. This morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? I don't like the bush today. I'm getting rid of it. Got rid of the bush and I got pantsed. See how I said that? Pantsed.
But that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was great.
Okay. No, but it's great that it happened on a day when you were cleanly shaven.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I was
perfect.
Dude, I'm not kidding. When it went down, everybody was like, and I looked down, and the first thing I thought about was like, thank God I shaved today.
Because I can't even, because I've seen your fucking arms, and you're a hairy motherfucker. Like, I could see your dick being like one of those like little peeping toms out of a bush of hair. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you just see just the head of it.
No, because you stared at my dick when you said that. No.
Whoa. Dick Ransom Guy, are you in here? Have you sent a message to George? Hey, please. Dick Ransom Guy,
blink twice if you're in trouble, George.
Show us. Show yourself, Dick Ransom Guy. Are you driving the Uber? Come out quick.
I still think it's called de-pantsed.
Okay, it's not.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Boys, if you're watching this episode and you have unruly ball hair, it's not doing anything for your size. It's not making you look any bigger. Clip that motherfucker. Trim it up. Especially by using fuck! That could have been the best alley-oop
really nice
sponsor of all time. But honestly, if you trim the hair, it exposes more of the base of your penis as well. So then when you get hard.
Is this happening?
Are 100%.
You really, I never knew any of this.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, good.
I got my first pube. Greatest moment of my life.
Big moment.
I seen my first pube. I said, finally. Again, I was the last.
First grade?
One. First grade.
No, that's wrong. Just kidding.
When'd you get your first pube?
Dog, I came out with a mustache, but I don't know how to tell you about this. They dead ass called me Pablo every single day because I had a Mexican mustache.
As a baby.
No, in the third grade, I swear to God, my mother nared my shit because I was too young to shave. I came out like this. Like, they made fun of me because the teacher would be like, George, what's the answer? And I'd be like,
your eyebrows are...
and they're like, oh, you can't read, and he has a mustache. And I was like, wait.
Oh.
And they were right about both. I couldn't read and I had a mustache. So imagine me when they did popcorn and they're reading, the dog went to the park, popcorn George. And then I'm like, oh.
I always felt bad for the kid who couldn't read in the popcorn.
Yeah, they always put no. They fucking went popcorn, George. I would popcorn somebody. Zach would be popcorn, George. They just keep fucking coming back to me. Do you know how long it took? It was very traumatizing.
But sometimes they would do that purposely, though.
Yeah.
Just to like, so we didn't have get any work done.
Yeah.
Like we'd pass on to the kid that couldn't read because it's like fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah. I put the whole team on my back.
You did.
It'll take 10 hours to read one sentence.
I used to be sick at reading.
Today, Junior.
Classic.
No, I'd run through those fucking sentences, same. Dude.
Just show off.
Popcorn Logan.
Show off, right?
Not a word wasn't read by me. Perfectly articulated.
I was that dude, too. I used to love it. I used to like turn it on, like a full acted out, like rip through it. And then I would shoot a look to Christine.
She was there.
I would try to time it so I would read ahead of what I think they're, because this motherfucker, I'm not kidding, they would go from him to him back to me every time. So I would time it because these motherfuckers would do two sentences and then pass it to me. So I'd pre-read it so I knew it. But then I always fucking got, they caught on. So they started reading extra and I was like, fuck, that's what I read already. And then they popcorned me and was lost.
Damn, I never thought about that before. Because like, you know, when you're a kid, you're so busy like making fun of the other kids that you don't feel bad for the fact that they have to read six sentences ahead just in case someone calls on.
Oh, I would sweat more in English class than I did PE class.
Talking about empathy.
Yeah, it's a gene that's missing when you're that young. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you grow into through with perspective and your own life struggles. You start to garner that empathy gene.
Some kids have it.
I
always had it because I got made fun of a lot. So I was like, I know how that feels. It just happened.
I never bullied it, but like, you know, that's how a lot of kids are. But I never thought about the idea of like being that kid in class that's like fearing for their fucking life of getting called on.
Oh, dude, I would go to the bathroom all the time, right? Because I knew they would look at me. Because the guy would be like, you get called on? Dude, this is the camera. That's me. I'm in class right there. So pick my name. He's like this. Pick my name.
George.
And he would look at me just to fucking know that he's like, he made it clear that he's coming for me. And I was like, oh, fuck. So that's when I would be like, can I go to the bathroom? And he's just like, you're already gone. And I was like, but I'm going to go again.
That was also a fun way to kind of let your crush know that she's on your mind.
Yeah, that was great. Dog, Ashley.
The dog went to the park. Ashley.
Sierra.
Yeah, you know I was in the spelling bee. Like I fuck with words heavy.
Same. I can't remember.
I fuck with words heavy. Yeah, same.
I can't remember if I won it or got like second place. But yeah, I used to love it. I would love to do a spelling bee on this show. At some point,
give me a word. Give me a word.
I would love to do that, dude.
Genuine.
Genuine.
Genuine. Oh, are you sure you were in a spelling bee?
Well,
wait, ready?
What, bro? You always
I know.
Say
guarantee.
What?
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E. Guarantee.
Is that correct, Danny?
Of course it's good. Hippopotamus. H-I-P-P-O-T-A-M-U-S. Hippopotamus.
Damn, he shit on you, bitch.
He did. He left me in the dust. That's why I got second place.
Go, give me a word.
That's why I got
what?
Millennium.
What?
Millennium.
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-U-M. Millennium.
What?
Yo, can I? What? Can I?
Two ends?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Wait, really? Hold on, wait. Can I say one thing, too? Can we not do any more of this? This is the one day I do not want to do a fucking spelling bee on this show. Dude, no, any other show besides a show where I didn't sleep and I'm on literally on feel like I'm on crack again. Oh any God. Other fucking day, Dylan.
We don't have to. Listen.
All right, one more word. Fuck it. Just throwing out. come on, man. One Give more. Me one more fucking word, man.
Utopia.
U-T-O-P-I-A.
Utopia.
It's on your shirt. That's nice.
I know I said it, George. Shout out Travis Scott for the Utopia merch.
What?
Kinesiology.
Ooh.
Kinesiology.
I think I know it. You want to take it?
K-I-N-E-S-I-O-L-O-G-Y. Kinesiology. Fuck yeah, motherfucker. Fuck yeah.
I spelled kettle wrong. Against all odds, I was the bro who made it in the spelling bee with a bunch of fucking nerds. Because I was a nerd too, disguised as a bro.
Not in that picture.
But all my bros had my back. They made signs. My parents came. Big deal. right? Like I was going to do this and because I was like deceptively good with spelling for whatever reason. First fucking round, Logan, kettle.
Oh, you stupid motherfucker, dude. How do you fuck that up?
Spell kettle.
K-E-T-T-L-E.
I said E-L, dude.
You moron.
I'll tell you why.
Dog.
You know this kid. There's a kid named Andrew. Played football with him. Wide receiver. Had hands. Last name Kettle.
Oh, he fucked
spelled
you.
E-L. So my whole life, I grew up thinking it's K-E-T-T-E-L. So I spelled it like that. And they're like, ugh. Like, everyone was shocked. Yeah. I spelled it right.
Like this.
Look, like, for a second, the spelling of the word almost changed, like, in the dictionary. But there was a rift in space and time.
I could just see GP in the audience like, I fucking hate this kid.
Bro, GP came to everything. He supported me, and I spelled it wrong. I was so embarrassed. First fucking round, man. Did he give you shit?
He goes up.
Everyone did. And I almost, when we were getting on the football field with this kid, Andy. To this day, I resent him.
Because of that. Because of his name.
I hate him.
imagine GP.
Especially, bro, we'd be playing football. This dude it'd be like fourth and eight, and they'd pass him the ball. He'd catch it and then drop it. And now I'm even like, fucking pissed. More angry because I'm like, you motherfucker, you can't get a first down and I lost that spelling because of you.
Because
you
of you, Cattell. Your name's Cattell. It's not fucking Kettle, you fucking scumbag. Your dad, I can see him coming up to you like after the spelling, but you got it wrong. And he's like, why couldn't you be more like Jake? He already put down 15 bodies on the DC trip. they couldn't put enough tape on his door. He was fucking everybody. You fucking failure. You can't even spell a simple word right. You idiot. You got a tiny dick.
They're leaving the school. They're like, open the door. Open the door. Use the handle.
He couldn't get enough tape on his door. They ran out of tape for that kid.
There's not enough fucking tape in Nebraska for this motherfucker. He's fucking everybody. He's fucking the teachers. Jake Paul's out of control. He's got 600 bodies when he's in seventh grade, dude. It's in triple digits.
I swear, that kid be fucking, bro.
And nothing's changed.
I think he got better.
He got more efficient. He's even better now. He's like four a day, dude.
No, he's focused.
He smacks, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Let me make sure that all the liabilities are covered here, compliance. A girl I was hanging out with the other night. When's this airing? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What?
No, we're running it. We're going to run this one tomorrow. All right, so if this is running this week, a girl I was hanging out with the other night, completely platonically, came out and was like, I'm like, first question I got to ask you, have you fucked Tyga? Because that's the first question I said.
Have you fucked Tyga?
He slid in my DM, of course. I responded, but I did not have sex with him. But she had this like look. She like looked down at the end, like I DM me, but I never hooked up with him, and like looked away, and I was like, what the fuck was that little glitch at the end? Are you short out for a second?
What are you hiding, girl?
I should tell you right now. I did fuck Jake Paul though, and I was like, all right, well, I could live with that. I can live with that. That's not a problem. But I mean, it parlays into the conversation, right? The kid's he's putting in work.
It's better than Tyga.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe the volume. I've never
crazy
seen anything like the volume, the quantity of women.
Yeah.
He is in, around, near, slid in. I've never seen anything like it.
Do you want to know?
Not one girl that we've talked to has not
been DM'd by him. Do you want to know why? The way that we approach this podcast, the way you approach boxing, he puts that level of effort into DMing girls. Like, imagine that for a second. The level of effort you put into approaching a fight with the best boxer of all time. Your whole life force, your energy, everything you do is about that one fight. He looks at DMing randos with that same level of respect. Just all day, he's like, well, if I set up the right strategy, if I pull the right team members in, algorithmically speaking, I feel like we could hit our quota this year. Which is,
he got a quota.
Which is 762,000 DMs. Fuck. We got to get started, boys.
Yeah.
The Two Raw team is all over the DMs this week.
I can't believe it.
He's probably got like one of those little machines that it spins around with a finger on the end of it and just types out words and sends random words.
I was actually thinking about this because I just started watching Entourage, and there's this ongoing joke in the show where his boys like get girls because of him.
Right.
What if, hear me out now.
Yep.
Because this is getting crazy. This is not an exaggerated thing. Like, this is, we talk about this off the podcast. This man has been sliding into every single female that exists.
Well, into their DMs. And then most of sliding into some of them.
That's what I'm saying. But what if
it's
his boys just get on, they're allowed to be on his Instagram and be like, yo, let me just DM this girl, invite her to a party.
I don't think that's what it is, because from what I understand, like his interest levels in actually facilitating the meetups and like how much time he spends.
He'll buy you new boobs.
That's what I'm saying.
I swear to God, he buys his girls new boobs. He's bought so many new boobs.
Yo, you want some new titties?
No. Sometimes
Logan Paul didn't like what he felt on that bus. I can change that. I can change. Yo, Sierra, what's good? Like, yo, check your DMs. Check your DMs.
Check your fucking DMs.
Right now. Annie, check your fucking DMs right
now. Annie.
Check your DMs with Tiger right now. I want to fucking know if either of you couch dwellers are getting new titties. Check them. Annie, why are you not moving? Are you high on acid? Check the DMs.
Yeah, that was a weird. She was just like
looking at me like I have 10 heads and asking a very simple request here. Are you clear, Sierra? Super clear. No DMs from Tyga?
If he did DM you, what's the course of action, you think?
Well, what's the DM?
Where you stay at?
Where you be at?
That's what he says.
We're clear.
Really? Lights.
No one cared about if he slid into your DMs, David. Fuck. I'm so sorry. What happened?
What?
Yeah, now what?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you just malfunction? Why did you just bob your head like that?
No.
The fuck is happening? I don't like this. Did you just fart out of your mouth? What was that?
Why'd you make that noise?
How did you
can't even remake it?
Yeah, how'd you like make
that? Hey, you want to play a game I seen on TikTok?
What's it called?
What?
I've always wanted to do this. We each make a noise. Can be any noise, no actual words, and try not to laugh. First to laugh loses. We'll go into rotation.
George is definitely the leader in this one, dude.
I can make some fucking noises.
Yeah, that was more fun on TikTok. We'll keep it on TikTok. Stupid. That was dumb as fuck.
I think the audience will like it.
It wasn't as fun.
I know, but
it wasn't as fun as I thought it would be. That's cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Honestly incredible. Like, what are you doing?
I found this out when I was in high school. No, eighth grade. I yawned like you know how a dog yawns? They go... So I was yawning. This is a true story. I was yawning this way, and I could only do it facing this way.
Is that why you always tilt your head? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could only do it. I don't know. I found this weird thing in my throat. I could only do it this way. So it was this perfect timing where I was yawning, and there was this dude that was on so much drugs. And I always wondered why the teacher never fucking said anything. It was so apparent. He would fucking drool.
George, that was me.
Well,
why are you telling this story? That's so mean.
And so every day he would do something weird. He would make noise. He would freak out. He would wake up from sleep. So I was yawning and I was like, oh, I wonder what Eric's doing today. So I yawned and went, bro, what I mean, this dude tripped out. Dog, he was like, and they're like, "Who's that?" It's like whatever drug he was on didn't approve that sound and did not want to do with anything that kid. Bro, I swear to God, he was like, 5 minutes. I'm staring in front. I keep turning. Yo,
that would freak me the fuck
bro,
out.
I got so scared. I raised my hand and I go, Eric's on drugs. And everybody got so mad at me for telling on him, but I thought he was going to stab me. So I was like, fuck this dog. I'm out. And so he got sent to the office and got suspended. Yeah. It was fucked up.
I feel like the kid definitely for the longest time probably thought you were like a robot, like some sort of machine. And for the first time, there was a chink in your armor and he's on to you. He's like, I fucking knew it and I'm watching this kid. Oh, my eyes are peeled.
I would also do that in class when the teacher was talking on a mic. You know how they had those like mic things? So every time she would talk, I could do it with my mouth closed. I trained myself to do it with my mouth closed. So I would just be like,
what's your training regimen look like?
A lot of poking at my throat. I don't want to talk about it. I've played that game Blow or Blow before.
So you have met Dick Ransom.
Yeah, I'm saying, man.
I've met him a few times.
Just letting you know right now, that dude Eric from your class, I gotta tell you.
He's coming for me.
He's got you on a people to kill list, man. 100%. You know, you've seen which movie was Billy Madison. Yeah, yeah. Back to the Adam Sandler movies today. Billy Madison with was it Buscemi?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
He's putting the lipstick on, listening to the fucking music. He called him. He's like, hey, I just want to like let you know, like I was really mean to you in school. I don't know where I am right now.
Are you still telling the story?
No. Yeah, that's right. He comes back and shoots the guy in the ass at the end of the movie.
It is actually kind of funny because I've never really told that story out loud about why I ratted him out. But also, what if he's listening to this podcast and his whole life is falling apart because he did not know if that sound actually came out of me or if it was drugs. And now he knows it actually came out of me.
And so he just fucking... Yeah, I'm not gonna say it.
Glad we got.
I actually censored myself on one thing. What the first time?
You went like this in the beginning of the podcast. You were
melting down.
This is it. It's over.
Quick drop.
It's over. Hit that subscribe button, guys. That's it. What a great episode. Fun episode.
How,
we laughed a lot.
How did we pull this off?
I don't know. I wasn't sure if we were gonna be able to, but
I'm actually quite impressed with you guys.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be honest. I enjoy this way more than sober, you guys. So please keep drinking and doing drugs.
Oh my god. two boys only shows. That fucking smacked in a row. Like two in a row. That's correct. Because the audience loved we knew we were on to something last time with the last episode. We knew it. The energy was infectious.
Which one are you talking about?
Because we all ready for this.
I got so many DMs. You all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
Dude, I forgot about that. You have fucking idea. I'm 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, why is everybody fucking what the fuck are they? Am I ready for what? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Hit that subscribe button.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.